You're listening to Just a Girl podcast, the podcast where we discuss anything and everything music industry and intersectional feminism related.
I'm Natalie.
I'm Katie.
And this is episode 53. So what are we talking about today, Katie?
So we are talking about the most Tory things about us, or how I've kind of categorised mine, accidentally Tory. I think we should make it clear what our definition of Tory is, though, in this instance. Yeah. Like, we're not actually voting for Conservatives.
Oh my gosh, never in a million years. I would say that the way that I've done it is, like, what do we do or have that would make people think that we're kind of posh, essentially?
Yes.
Yeah.
Or it's like a specific kind of posh. Like, wannabe bougie, I guess.
Yes.
I don't really know. It's just, it doesn't necessarily align with stereotypical versions of us.
I think it's just, like, middle class. But, like, solidly middle class.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, you can start.
Okay. My first Tory trait is that I hate buying supermarket-own products.
I'm going to give you a bit of a spoiler. I've segmented mine out, but a lot of them are just certain types of supermarket product that I won't buy if they're own brand.
I hate all own brand.
Okay, let me give you some examples.
Okay.
You might not buy them all, though, because I think some of how you actually shop is also quite Tory. Like, do you like squash? Diluted juice?
No.
See, that's quite Tory, I think.
To not like squash?
Yeah, it's very like Gwyneth Paltrow, health guru.
You know what? I think if I was a mother when I'm older, I'd be an almond mom. I really think I would be an almond, which is why I shouldn't have children.
But also, my mum was like in between like almond mum and what, non-almond mum? Peanut mum? Because we never had fizzy drinks. And we would never had fizzy drinks. It wasn't that we weren't allowed them, we just never had them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, like, we would go swimming every Friday, but then get a McDonald's after.
Yeah, that's actually so true. Ours was really similar. Like, we would get McDonald's every Sunday, and then, but weren't allowed fizzy drinks. We never ever had, like, or very rarely had processed food, like nuggets.
And, oh, we had, like, that a lot.
Oh, fair enough, fair, yeah.
Maybe it's just the fizzy drinks, then.
Maybe it was to, like, make up for something. Because, like, you can't have it all, you know?
Yeah.
Well, you can if you want. This is me, my almond mom, coming out.
So why wouldn't you buy a supermarket brand?
I just don't think it's as good. I really don't think the quality is as good. And what I do think is that the price, you do get more for your money when you buy your supermarket own. However, you often have to use, and I'm thinking specifically about, like, antibacterial wipes. I once bought a Tesco own antibacterial wipe instead of Dettol because I had spent loads of money and I was like, oh, okay, I'll like save a quid and get the Tesco's own. And then I used it to wipe my sink and it was just, I had to use so much elbow grease to clean my sink. Whereas Dettol, one swoop, clean.
Not sponsored. Well, I guess that's the compromise, isn't it? Is sometimes, allegedly, it's worse quality because it is own brand.
Yeah.
However, there is also people that will be like, it all comes from the same factory, it's all the same. But I think that's between like different supermarkets rather than different things. But also, if you look at the ingredients on some things, it is the same. Like medication, like ibuprofen, stuff like that.
That's true, actually. I do buy supermarket own ibuprofen and paracetamol.
I do that because I hate the patriarchy and I'm like, oh, it's pink, so it's for me.
True.
£8.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The pink VAT. Oh, no, the pink tax, that's what it's called, right?
Like period tax, essentially.
Ugh, disgusting. Okay, what's yours? So yours is similar, right?
Okay, yeah, I'll start on the similar ones. And I actually think now that we've discussed your reasons, it is very fair. Mine's the eggs I buy. I only ever buy Burford Browns.
Yes. They're better.
They are better. I think the chickens, sorry vegans, are like genuinely treated better. I'm not going to say like they are happy. They're loving life. Because I'm sure they're not. I'm not naive enough to say that. But they are better eggs. They're about £3.40 for six. Yes, I know you can get Tesco's own for like £1.20. But I get the egg ick really bad constantly. And I get it, like the worst when it's scrambled egg, which I think doesn't make any sense. but I'll go for like weeks of not being able to eat egg. And then as soon as I can eat egg again, I'm not going to risk getting the egg yolk again with a yellow, grey yolk.
It's all about the orange. It's all about the orange yolk. Okay, the next one I have is that I am a landlord.
Oh, yeah.
So FYI, I own my own house, thanks to my parents.
A cheer.
And I rent out rooms.
I think the fact that you acknowledge that your parents supported you.
Yeah.
And I know that a lot of people aren't privileged enough for their parents to be able to support them. Me. But, Dad's dead. Didn't get any money when he died. But I think a lot of people in the same position as you who had support don't acknowledge that, and they're kind of like, well, if you work hard enough and don't buy, and like, you know that, like, I do think you could still do it without, because you've got a very good attitude towards money. Mm-hmm. It just probably would have taken you a bit longer.
Yeah.
Some of it is about money and your attitude towards it. Some of it is about, like, you just genuinely won't ever be able to, because salaries are shit and the cost of living is
100%.
High. But yeah, I think your attitude towards it makes you less Tory.
Yeah, and also, I think it's a bit different as well, owning your own house, renting out rooms, versus just owning a property to rent it out and make money.
Oh yeah, like you're a live-in landlord.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Landlady.
And hopefully
I hate the expression landlady.
I know.
I always call, I've got a woman who is my landlord, and I always call her a landlord.
Yeah.
And my mum's always like, landlady. And I'm like, I know that is the official term, but fuck off.
Also, no one says that.
No.
No one says landlady.
I feel like landlord is a, what's the word? Like,
gender neutral
yeah, term.
Yeah, agreed.
Ugh.
Ugh.
I'd actually feel like I insulted you if I called you a landlady.
Yeah, I would hate that so much, yeah.
It's really weird, isn't
landlady.
It?
Landlady.
Let us know if you agree.
Okay, what's your next one?
I'm going to stick to the grocery theme for a little bit.
Okay.
I only ever buy Lurpak butter.
I don't buy butter, but I can see why that would be Tory, because isn't it like £5 for like
it's,
200 grams
it's
or something?
So ridiculous. But I just, here's how I justify it. I either don't eat butter or I eat Lurpak. And obviously the healthier route would be don't eat butter.
Yeah.
But I also am trying to really get out of like associating morals and food. So I don't want to be like, I'm a better person if I just don't butter my bread. And I love Asani. It's convenient. You can make a nutritious sandwich if you put the right stuff in it. But I think it's quite Tory to buy Lurpak. And every time I buy it, my mum's like, someone's doing well. And she also buys Lurpak.
Oh.
So
Shaz is doing well then, if that's the case.
Yeah.
I think that you made a really good point, which is about people's relationships with food versus morals. Like personal relationships.
Yeah.
Because I just don't think that we can use the argument, oh, if you wanted to go vegan, you would. If you wanted to cut out this, you would, blah, blah, blah. Because everybody has their own journey with food and getting to a state where we want to get, which is obviously, like, no fat phobia, like, no, what is it, where you just, like, should eat whatever you want.
Like, body neutrality.
Yes, that's it, yeah.
But
yeah,
I think there's a lot of discrimination around veganism, and I think people don't mean to. But you do have to have a fair bit of privilege in most cases to be able to do it.
Definitely.
The reason that I stopped being a vegan was because it was reminding me of problematic attitudes I had towards food when I was younger that was quite scary.
Yeah.
Like, kind of needing that much control over it. And also, like, nutrition, I struggled with a bit more. Digestion, I struggled with a bit more. I think it's okay to not shame people.
Agree, Katie. And if we're getting honest and personal, my therapy session made me realise that my veganism was an eating disorder for 4 years. So everybody, shut up.
That, yeah, and I that's
never,
what I mean. Yeah, I don't think you use the word eating disorder, but I think we've definitely spoken before about it being like difficult for us because of our attitudes towards food. And it's just that control. Oh, yeah, we have spoken about this.
We've
spoken about, like, weighing food and macros.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, I can't live like that anymore.
Oh, just let me live, you know.
I just do it based on my eye. I'm like, have I got enough greens? Have I got enough protein?
Yeah.
I think I do. Fine.
Exactly.
I'm not going to weigh anything anymore.
Yeah, perfect.
Or use an app.
Ugh. Also, can't be asked for the admin. don't have time to put in the admins of this fucking thing and for my fitness pal to be like 20 calories or whatever it is.
I just want a crisp sandwich sometimes as
well. Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
Carby.
Carby.
Okay, my next one, similar to my last one, is my dad's a landlord. And my dad's quite a, not the worst landlord, but he owns multiple properties in Hong Kong and rents them out.
Ooh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Would he let me stay in one?
If you paid.
No. Where's my nepotism? Not to live, just for Holly Bobs.
Oh, then yeah, absolutely.
Ooh, I just said Holly Bobs.
I know, what the fuck? Do you think it's because you saw that marble toilet
seat? Yeah. The millennial is spreading. So how many, am I allowed to ask how many properties, do you know?
I think three now. And they're like 3 to 4 floors each, and it's like an apartment on each floor.
I feel like your dad works really hard. So it's not like someone's just given him, like he's inherited a lot of wealth. He was a super hardworking person.
To be fair, he also did inherit the land in which he built the house on.
Okay, Tori.
Yeah. Thanks, grandfather. Your turn.
Similar. I own a lake in France.
That's what your dad left you.
Yeah. I own a piece of land in France. The thing that makes it less Tory is I don't know where it is and I don't have the deeds. And my French isn't quite good enough to speak to French lawyers about it. So I own a mystery piece of land in France and we'll probably never be able to sell it.
No. Do you think you'll do something about it one day?
If my brother pulls his finger out and acts like good brother, but I doubt that'll happen.
That's so annoying.
No.
Come on, James. Ugh. Get it together. Do you want to know my next one?
Yes.
I hate public transport.
I knew you were going to say that.
I would always rather drive or walk than get the bus or the train.
Do you not like the train?
I prefer the bus over the train. And I hate the bus.
I'm so surprised.
I hate the train because it's so expensive. And I hate the train because, I just get headaches on the train. And I hate the chaos of it stopping at a station, people getting on, people getting off. Whereas bus, usually, or at least, a coach, is just one destination.
Mm.
And everyone's on there and you can just sit for a few hours. I still hate it because it's slow and you sit in traffic and it's just, and then the toilet's there and you can smell someone's shit. Horrendous. But it's just so fucking expensive. Honestly, it's cheaper for me to drive.
Yeah. I've never been on a train with you, I don't think.
Oh, well, now you know why.
I know. I've been on a bus with you when we were in Brighton, when we met Sam Carter. I am... So on my list for the least Tory things about me, I've written, I fucking love buses.
Whoa. Cannot relate at all.
I just think... Obviously, I don't drive and I don't have a car, so I think I've been forced into loving buses.
Mm.
But I also, whenever I'm with my friends who drive, not you so much because you don't drink, and you're also, not somebody who will complain if there's no point in complaining, but they're like, oh, gotta leave the car somewhere. And it's just that really stupid,
Well, it's your fault for having a car.
Also,
then.
That is not... Yeah, that's...
That's a really nothing...
It's your possession. You have to put it somewhere.
Yeah, exactly.
And just, it feels like having a car is, a lot of admin, leaving it somewhere. And I don't know.
That's fucking so annoying because, you're privileged enough to have a car.
I know.
Oh.
But I just think it's you get off the bus and you're like, oh, I'm just free now. Don't have to park anywhere. I don't have to worry about anyone nicking my car.
True.
You can get to, most places, and also if you get a quiet bus where you can just have your headphones in, listen to music, you don't have to be I'm responsible for not killing anyone because you're just sat in the vehicle.
I see, yeah. I think I'm such a control freak that's why I hate it, is because there's no way that I can try and avoid traffic or go a different route or whatever on a bus. Whereas in a car, I can choose, if I want to go to the services, I can go to the services. If I decide that actually I can't be asked to go to wherever I'm going, I can just drive back. If I want to sing along to my songs, Yeah, exactly.
You are... There needs to be a less offensive word for control freak, because I wouldn't go that far. But you do have elements of that. Mm. And I've seen it... My favourite is when we are in a car, but someone else is driving. And you... just like whispering to me or texting me like, oh my fucking god, scares. And I don't like know the highway code or anything, so I'm just like, I'm just gonna agree with her that their driving is bad.
Thank you for your support. There was one time where we were, oh my god, it was with Helen, and like, you know what Helen's like, she's so chatty, so she'll be like deep in convo while driving, which is fine, people can do that. Mm. But when you're in like the mid-city centre and then you're at a junction coming from all ways and you just start going when there's cars coming, that is fucking terrifying.
Yeah. You always say, I need to concentrate when we're at that kind of place. Yeah, I do. Love the communication.
Oh. Okay, what's your next?
I think you might hate this, but I don't know. Sometimes I wonder whether it would be nice to be a housewife.
I think about that sometimes, not often.
I think about it all the time.
I don't think that's Tory, though.
I think it's traditional.
Yes.
Yeah. Which is like men work, women look after the home. Mm. Very heteronormative, very like assuming that women are incapable of bringing home the money and having a career. And also it's very reliant on like women wanting children.
True.
And keeping the home and doing... And it also kind of devalues work around the home, because it actually is quite hard to keep
so
a household and manage a household, which is why I don't want that life. But sometimes I'm like, why did the suffragettes want this change? Because could have just... We're pretty enough to just marry a rich man. If he had enough money to let me go to the gym, so I could keep my body in a way that he'd like. I'm not saying I want this now. I'm just saying I could buy healthy food. I could just cook and clean all day, which I love to do. But I also think I would not be fulfilled.
Something that I have been trying to work on is this idea in my head of like being the best. And that, like, I guess bleeds into like what you're saying, in the sense that I... For some reason in my head I've always wanted to be like the breadwinner of my house. Mm. Like if I get married or something, I want to be the higher earner. Mm. And it's because I want, again, control freak, I want the control. Mm. I want to be in charge. And that's, I think, why the suffragettes wanted this freedom.
Amongst other things, yeah.
It's because men who control the money would be like, well, I can control you.
Yeah, and there was a lot of infidelity and a lot of abuse towards women, and I know I wouldn't be happy, but sometimes I'm like, oh, I could just be at home today. Josh can just go and make the money. And just like, oh, here's 20 quid, buy yourself something pretty. Oh, love that.
So true.
I'd love that. Although, but maybe I just like money.
Not enough.
Yeah.
I mean, you do just like money, yeah.
Yeah, I think I just like money and don't want to earn it and just want to have it.
And who doesn't want that? Surely everybody just wants money and not work.
Yeah, because I think if it was actually that situation where it was like the man has the bank account, the house, and owns everything, including you, and you just have to look nice and be nice to him, I would go nuts.
Oh, yeah. Defo.
Okay, I just want money then. Not Tory. No, that is quite Tory.
Do you want money? Nah, everybody wants money.
Okay.
Okay. Right, my next one is food related. I will only ever have, when it comes to bread, sourdough or seeded bread. I won't go for your classic white loaf or brown loaf. Hate only sourdough or seeded. There's some bread right there on top of my air fryer, Katie, which is seeded. What do you think of that?
That is the least favourite thing you've ever said to me. I don't think I've never disagreed with you more on something.
Okay, here's my reasoning.
It's shit.
No, Katie. My reasoning is, one, sourdough is actually so healthy for you in terms of controlling your blood sugars, so that you don't have that peak of energy and then feel really like lethargic afterwards. It's also really filling. It's also got more nutrients than your classic normal white bread or brown bread. Seeded, I like the texture. And it also, again, has the benefits of the nutrients from pumpkin seeds or whatever.
What are you doing if you're in a cafe and you get seeded bread?
I
Do you have a toothpick prepared?
I actually have started bringing soft picks to places with me because I always get stuff stuck in my teeth.
Okay. Very good argument. I will agree that there are health benefits to sourdough. Mm-hmm. That is the only reason I would eat it. It tastes like garbage. When you toast it, even like for a millisecond, you might as well just book your dentist appointment now. Like, why do you want your crust to be that hard?
I like really fucking crunchy and chewy things.
You have a lot of faith in your teeth.
Yeah, I do actually, yeah.
Oh, I hate, I have to like bite it at the side of my mouth if I'm eating sourdough. Because I'm like, right, use the strongest teeth for this job.
I do admit that it is a challenge to eat. Mm. But it's also why I like my steak well done.
What?
The challenge.
I'm so surprised. Not judging your food choices.
No,
just
to be
surprised.
Fair, I just don't even really like steak. So,
yeah, fair. Yeah. I totally disagree. Not disagree, because that is your opinion. But I'm the opposite. I hate posh breads.
Oh,
I love,
wow.
Give me some Warburtons.
That should go on your most untory list.
Yeah. I like that protein bread. If I'm trying to be good.
Oh, I don't know if I've had that.
It's like a brick. Oh. But if you like saw it, me talking about hard bread, if you chop it up and toast it, it's like, okay. But I've just decided to stop worrying about bread. And
oh,
if I want bread,
yeah,
I eat bread. I'm like
so
a duck.
Fair.
Although ducks shouldn't have bread.
Yeah, I've had that. Mm. Well, mine's more, it's not mine, honestly, it's not even like a nutritious thing. It is just every meal that I have in this world, I aim for it to be a 10 out of 10. Not that it happens, but I'm always like, it must be the best possible version of whatever I'm going to eat. So for example, if I have egg on toast, I want it to be the best egg on toast that I've ever had in my life. And that's what I try and do every time
I
make
do that.
It.
I
and
think
so
that's fair.
If that's the case, then I must have sourdough or seeded bread. Anyway, your turn.
Yeah, I respect your choice there. I do my weekly shop in Sainsbury's.
Yeah, quite Tory. Not the most, but quite Tory.
I often walk a bit further along and go to the M&S food hall because the basics in M&S are actually cheaper than in Sainsbury's. So for things like, obviously not eggs because I go to Tesco's for those, things like milk and just like veg, like loose veg, it's actually cheaper in M&S. Quality is not that much better.
No.
But I think Sainsbury's is the best overall shop to do your weekly shopping. It's not as expensive as Waitrose. The quality is the best, comparatively.
Yeah.
And I have a Nectar card, so I get the discounts.
Yeah. I agree. Mm. I don't do it, but I do think it is the best. I personally am a Tesco girly.
Mm.
I like the variety in Tesco.
The big Tesco.
Oh, yeah, Tesco Extra. Yeah, yeah. As if I'd go to any other Tesco. Mm. My gosh.
Okay.
I've got two more Tory traits and then we can move on to un-Tory unless you've
got... I've got one more, I think.
Okay, perfect. So my next one, this isn't the case anymore and I think we can both say that this is a Tory trait for us.
Mm.
But I used to, and I still would, if I could, have cleaners.
Yes, agree. I loved having a cleaner.
Oh, it was so good.
I don't think our approach to our cleaners was Tory though, because I used to talk to her, for one. I used to refer to her by her name.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Like, my other housemates would be like, the cleaner's coming. And I was like, shall we call her Louise?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know why, I just find it a bit dehumanising. Mm. Used to tip her all the time.
Oh my god, I tipped mine so
much. I paid her throughout lockdown, even though she couldn't come to the house.
Oh, that's
because
so
I didn't
nice.
Want her to be without any money. Which arguably is also a bit posh, isn't it? But I think that's good morals rather
distributing
than...
Distributing the wealth, not Tory.
Yeah, but I don't have enough wealth to distribute.
Oh, I'll take it. Not Tory.
But yeah, I wish I still had one.
I would tip mine, like, so let's say she came and she did like a 30 quid clean. I would pay her 50 quid.
Yeah,
because in my head I'd be like, oh, it's 50 quid. And then if it was less, I was like, oh, well, I already budgeted 50 quid, so here you go.
Yeah.
So that's like, I don't know, 30% or something. 30% tip. Pretty banging.
Oh, I bet she loved that.
Hope so.
Oh my god, I just assumed it was a woman.
If anyone in Bristol wants a cleaner, let me know. I'll give you Deborah's number.
Aw. Yeah, I don't think that's Tory. I think that's being able to budget for something that's going to enrich our lives because we have more time.
Love that. And it really did give me more time. It was actually so freeing.
Mm. Oh, loved it.
Your final one?
It's again about the shops. Because I'm actually not really that Tory. I just like...
About the shops.
I'm obsessed with farm shops.
Okay.
Like, any sort of like Five Acre Farm, any deli, anywhere where you can artisanal chutneys and I will spend ridiculous amounts of money in them. Like me and Josh went in one the other day and I wanted to make some hummus. I've been making homemade hummus. I didn't bring you any.
Oh, never mind.
It wasn't that good actually. No. And so I need to get some tahini, which is about £1.50, £2 in Tesco. And I found some in this farm shop and it was £9 and I was willing to buy it. And I just didn't even question it. I was like, well, it would be extra nice for my homemade hummus. Oh, and Josh was like, Katie, put that back. He was just so, not disappointed in me, but it was in that moment I was like, yeah, that is fucking stupid, actually, to spend £9 on some fucking sesame oil or whatever it is.
I so would, though, too, you know?
Well, for the exact same reason that you said, of like, I want everything to be the best thing I've ever made and ever eaten.
Yeah, agree.
So I just am willing to invest more because I'm also trying to, I'm working with my therapist at the moment to try and get, like, new hobbies and new interests, but also really capitalise on the ones I already have. And like cooking is a hobby, is an interest. So I'm like, I'll just do more of that. So I will invest more in it.
Well, there was this TikToker, you might have seen it. She's the one that's like, what does she say? She's like, carbs before a night out are a must.
Oh my God,
I love her so much. And then there was like, come for a supermarket shop with me, and she was in Waitrose and she spent over £100. And she was like, oh my God, so expensive. And everyone in the comments was like, obviously, because you did a whole food shop in Waitrose, that's why it's so expensive. Mm. And her justification, which is fair, was, yeah, it was expensive. Obviously, I know that I have a privilege too, but also, like, all I do is eat. So, like, obviously, I would spend money
also,
on the quality.
Where have we got to in society where you need to justify how you spend your own money on food shop?
Yeah.
Like, I'd so get, like, me and you, I think, we can joke about our Tory tropes, but we are both ultimately, like, socialists, or at least agree with, like, the socialism agenda, whatever. But if someone wants to judge me for where I spend £100, fuck off.
Yeah.
It's absolutely none of your business.
Deso.
And, like, there are so many good causes and decent things that I spend my money on that I don't talk about on our little podcast because I'm not a twat.
That's the word.
Can't remember the word I'm looking for. But like, I just hate this now that people feel like they've got the right to comment on everyone's behaviour and putting all of the onus on like people and individuals to do their fuck off.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's the most Tory thing about me, that is my attitude.
You know what? That's okay.
Yeah.
That's okay. I have one more, which I think you'll really agree with.
Ooh.
But not many will.
Oh.
Is that I have an attitude of sometimes we just have to suck it up.
100%.
For example, we spoke about this recently, gig tickets being really expensive. I agree they shouldn't be that expensive, but given a cost of living crisis, this is just what is happening right now. And we just have to suck it up. If you can't afford to go, I'm sorry, you just can't afford to go. If you can, good for you. But don't be like, work hard or like, just don't do this, blah, blah, blah. This is what people have been doing for like longer than we've been living, just sucking it up and doing what they can. It is unfortunate that we can't live the way that we used to, but nothing is going to change drastically, so we just have to suck it up right now.
And it's the people who, like the event organisers, the promoters, the crew, who are going to be earning money off those ticket sales.
Mm-hmm.
Like if it's somebody as big as like Doja Cat, then obviously, yeah, she'll be making some money off that. But like how, and I know this sounds like a bit naive, but a lot of other artists, like how else are they meant to make money nowadays? Streaming services don't pay you anything. And most people who listen to music just stream.
Yeah.
Don't buy vinyl or CDs.
Yeah.
Don't buy a lot of merch. Like the only thing you're doing is paying for your Spotify thing. So of course ticket prices are going to go up if you're not. And like nobody can, this is no criticism on anybody, I can't enthusiastically support every single band that I like or listen to.
Yeah.
That you just can't.
Yeah.
So somewhere's got to balance it out, I guess.
Exactly. Like I am fortunate enough that I can go to most of the gigs that I want to go to. But if Doja Cat's charging £120 for standing tickets for her show, I'm like, sorry, but not, I don't love her enough.
No.
I don't even think it was 120. I think it was like almost 200.
Yeah.
It was so, because Beyonce was like 120. That kind of annoyed me.
That's not bad for Beyonce.
No, exactly. And that's what annoyed me. I was like, yeah, you're great, Doja, and you're worldwide famous, But you're not Beyonce levels. So how can you charge, like, almost twice the amount as her?
That's how I felt about Taylor Swift. I was like, the Eras Tour would be incredible, plus Paramore are supporting.
Oh, so true.
So I would get to see two, but just don't love Taylor enough.
Oh, so fair. So fair.
And I would be really gatekept, I reckon, because Taylor Swift fans, some of them can be a bit nuts. So if I didn't know all the words to every song, yeah, I would get looked at, I think.
I think it would be expected, though, of an artist that size.
But to not know all the words?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. You're not on Swiftie TikTok.
That's true. That's true. Okay, let's quickly do our most un-Tory things.
Okay, you go first.
Okay, I've never skied or played golf, nor do I want to.
Agree.
Yours.
I don't actually vote Tory, lol.
Oh yeah, I could have written that one down as well.
I've put, I normally vote Green or Labour, depending on tactics, lol.
Lol. My second one, I work for an environmental communications agency. That's pretty un-Tory.
Very nice. Yeah. Every time I buy something online, I will search Google for a discount code before I check out.
So good. I don't do that.
You should.
I'm a Tory. I was vegan for 4 years, even though I did admit that it was an eating disorder. At least I was a vegan for 4 years. Pretty un-Tory.
Mm.
Very rarely do you get a vegan Tory.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
True. I cut my own hair.
Yeah, to be fair. and my final most un-Tory thing, which you is also should be on your list if it's not, we have an intersectional feminist podcast.
Yeah, I just put a jag.
Yeah.
Also, I think that tattoos are quite un-Tory. I think they show a rebellion to the system.
That's fair.
Or at least that we... Oh, fuck, I can't. It's a reach.
No, I think you're right. I think Tories don't have tattoos. But I think tattoos nowadays are a middle class thing.
Really?
Yeah, because they're so firstly common now that because it's accessible to everybody.
And there's like a luxury, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, yeah.
I'm not punk. Just call me Idols.
Remember that time you met that guy from Idols in the old bookshop?
Yeah.
And you got recognised? From LinkedIn.
Not by the guy from Idols. Joe Talbot's on LinkedIn. Tell your friends.
I used to date a guy called Joe Talbot.
What? Was it the guy from Idols?
No, it wasn't the guy from Idols. No, I'd be shouting about that all the time if it was.
Nah, he's not very...
I think he's attractive.
I wasn't going to say attractive. Yeah, just date. He looks red flaggy to me.
I know, but the other Joseph Talbot was also a red flag.
Okay.
Anyway, bye.
Wait, we don't need to do anything, do
nah,
we?
Nah, who gives a crap? Who gives a crap toilet paper?
Oh, I should have said that, I've got that.
Oh, do you?
Damn it.
Nah, that's another Tory thing. I will only buy Andrex.
What?
Yeah, I want the softness.
See, this is why I think so many of mine are literally just what I buy in the supermarket.
Yeah.